And of course, I always give thanks to each of you who've taken the time out of your wonderful day and schedule to come in and to be present, to be counted in the number, right? To be in this place where we truly recognize and feel the good vibes of one another. So welcome, welcome. And to you who are joining us online, we give a hearty welcome to you as well, knowing that you too are sending your good vibrations and you can feel the love that we have that's being extended to you and our deep gratitude. So let's give them some love as well. Because we know the power of prayer. We know the power of vibration when we speak our intentions, when we affirm our stated desires. Those things set in motion for the universe, for God to then bring forth that which we have spoken into existence. I'm grateful for this wonderful day. I know that some folks are out celebrating all of the wonderful pride celebrations and things that are going on. So I appreciate each of you being here in the place, in the house together, so that we can celebrate together as well. So how's everybody doing? Oh, good. I like that. I like that. Every day in honor of old Clifford, some of you remember Cliff, and he used to say, every day in every way I'm getting better and better. And then some days he would say, every day in every way I'm getting gooder and gooder. So, you know, today is one of my gooder and gooder days. Yes, every day in every way I am getting better and better, stronger and stronger. This is a powerful time in our evolution at this point. And so we are working on making sure that we are always, in any given moment, putting forth our best and our highest selves, right? The best rendition of who we are. And I spoke last week about how we broadcast our being and the essence of who we are, right? We broadcast that essence of ourselves, our identity, our presence, through our vibration and our energy. That very often, the vibration of who we are goes into the room and greets people before we even get to interact with them. And we know this is true because I've been in places where people are coming up to me and I already feel their vibration. I make an assessment whether this is good or this is not going to be so good, right? And so we understand that we also have this ability and this power to transform our lives, to transform any situation that we are in, our circumstances, right? To change those things simply by shining our highest vibration, our light, our essence. That those things, in fact, can shift and change our experience for us. And I used a scripture that talked about the transfiguration of Jesus and how he morphed into being his highest expression as a light bearer, a light being. Jesus was a light bearer. And you know, I'm always talking about each of us being light bearers. But he said that we are the light of the world. He gave us instructions that we were to go forth and to shine our lights. And so I talked about the transfiguration as his ability to morph into pure light so that those who were with him could perceive the truth of his nature. They could see him in his divine and spiritual expression as a light bearer, a light being. And I shared how the Bible says he took Peter, James, and John with him. And it said that they went up to a high mountain. And I take it that, you know, it's not just any old mountain. It was a high mountain. And when they were there, of course, Peter, James, and John were able to behold Jesus in his pure form as divine light. The light of the world, the light of God. And not only that, but they were also able to witness Moses and Elijah talking to Jesus. And they too were probably light beings, but they were able to recognize them. And I said that this signifies for us, meaning that if we want to get into a high consciousness, if we want to be able to demonstrate ourselves at our highest capacity, that we too, first of all, we should not only get up into a high consciousness, but we need to make sure that we're bringing with us some qualities of being that might be good to take, which is Peter, James, and John, which is faith, wisdom, and love. And whenever Jesus performed or did anything of a very high nature, he always made sure that those three disciples were somewhere with him. Faith, wisdom, and love. Very powerful qualities. Now, we know in New Thought and in Unity that we say that all of the disciples represent some aspect of a spiritual quality, right? So even Judas, the quality of life, or we have Philip, imagination, and Andrew, the power to speak, you know, the power of the voice. So all of them represent, but he would always make sure that those three were with him when he was doing something big. And certainly when we're looking to make and have a transformation or demonstration of some type of power or in our lives, we want to make sure that our faith is activated. Because if you're going to have to make a high demonstration, right, or you want to manifest something great, you're going to need some faith, right? So we want to make sure that that's active in us. And then we need wisdom, that guidance, what to do, when to do, and how to do. We want to be able to tune into the light, because light is wisdom, light is intuition, light is knowledge, understand? So we want to tune in so we have that sense of wisdom with us. So if I'm going to make some great transformation, I need to make sure that the steps I'm taking, the actions I'm taking are guided and directed from on high so that I have that assurance. Let me walk boldly because I've been given what? Inner guidance and wisdom. And I'm sure of that and I feel comfortable in that so I can move in that direction and feel empowered. And then love is always a quality that we want to have with us. Because we're talking about divine love. That's a different kind of love. It's not sentimental love. This divine love is the greatest force in the universe because the scriptures tell us that God is what? Love. That's the energy of God. There's a quality of being that is love. And so we always want to understand that love is a healing agent. Love is an energy that draws everything together. It helps to have that sense of wholeness and oneness and connection. So those are some powerful qualities that when we are trying to have a shift in consciousness, when we're trying to get ourselves up above the fray, because all that's happening out here is fray, right? And we are trying to learn how to get above the fray so that we come into our power as light beings and light bearers, able to make the demonstrations that are ours to make. And so we take with us Peter, James, and John, and we get ourselves into a high state and a high consciousness. We want to elevate these qualities of being. Everything is energy. And everything carries a certain vibration and frequency of that energy, right? So what Jesus, during the transfiguration, was showing us the energy of spirit, right? And he was able to morph from just the mere physical demonstration into the spiritual demonstration of his identity as light. And so if everything is energy and everything carries a certain vibration and a frequency that represents that energy, this is energy. You know, this water bottle is everything has energy that is created and it has a frequency that allows it to show up like this or show up like this or show up like this, right? And so what we say is that this divine energy, the substance and stuff of creation, of the divine, really is how it determines how we manifest and experience things. So our capacity to understand a vibration or the energy of a thing determines how we're going to experience that thing. And it also determines how we will be able to manifest. Now, I'm speaking to you all as metaphysicians. I'm speaking to you all because I've been here for over 30 years telling you about this stuff, so I know that you know what I'm talking about. So those of you who are just tuning in, that's okay as well. But what I'm saying is, it is your energy and your vibration, and you're connected to the Spirit of the Living God that determines how you're going to manifest. Whatever it is that you want to manifest. We speak prayers because we want those prayers to do what? We want them to manifest. We want them to show up in a particular way. And so we speak the prayers. And so these prayers, your voice, because everything is energy. So you're speaking things into being because that which you are holding in your consciousness, the vision of your prayer or your inner desire, carries a vibration. And when you lift that vibration up, you speak that prayer up, you're doing so that you see it, what? Manifesting. Coming into being. And so it's good for us to understand the spiritual laws of creation and what part we play in that and how the divine shows up in us as spiritual beings. We're not merely human beings. We are what? Spiritual beings. Having a what? Spiritual experience. Living in a what? Spiritual universe. What? Governed by what? Spiritual laws. So we have to start taking on this new identity, and it's not new, but starting to claim ourselves as that and to have an understanding, well, what are some of these spiritual laws and how does this work? And if I begin to put that mantle on my being, my identity, then things are going to start to show up differently. And we'll look about how Jesus did that, because he didn't walk around and just saying, oh, I'm just, you know, he claimed everything. I'm the Son of God. I'm the Son of Man, right? And to some, he even revealed, I am the Christ. But don't tell anybody yet, because my time hasn't come. But he understood. So what we want to do is understand some of these principles of how we work with ourselves as spiritual beings, as light beings, because this is what is called for and needed now at this point in time. So we understand then the laws of manifestation and the power of us to think a thing, to speak a thing, and have it be what? Made manifest. Yes. Yes. And it has everything to do with ourselves as understanding that we are spirit, we are divine, we are and have an energetic vibration to who we are, and that essence of who we truly are is always being broadcast. But we want to be able to do this now consciously, not willy-nilly and say, oh, I don't know how this happened. Yeah, it happened because there's some vibratory level taking place, a correspondence within you. And when your correspondence for that divine desire or that prayer or that vision manifests and matches, you're vibrating at a level that you will match that thing that is in the unseen. This is where faith comes in. Because faith is what? Is your ability to proceed, to see into the invisible realm, but to see into that realm of spirit, to see things that are not yet manifest, but to hold that vision, that inner vision, to the degree where through your faith, you cause that thing to be activated. You cause that thing to show up. So this is a wonderful opportunity for us to really begin to step into ourselves. Or as I titled this message, be ye transformed. That's what Paul told us. Be ye transformed. So we're going to be light bearers and transformers, right? By understanding who we truly are and how we work as spiritual beings. So if I were just to put this in a very simple fashion, I would say something like, low vibrations produce low effects. Low vibrations produce low effects, right? Low experiences. And likewise, high vibrations produce what? Higher vibrations, higher experiences, higher effects. And so this is important to understand, because a lot of times we think, if I understood, there's so much things that are happening, there's things that are miraculous, and something is a miracle, and we like to say in New Thought and Unity, there are no miracles. There are simply higher workings of higher laws. Just think about it. Back maybe 100 years ago, if the people saw an airplane flying through the sky, they'd be like, oh, maybe 200 years ago, but oh, it's a miracle. Something is, you know, it's a miracle. I don't know if you all saw the film, The Gods Must Be Crazy. Did anybody ever see that one? I love that film. Yeah, The Gods Must Be Crazy. And it was when a Coke bottle falls from the sky, and ended up making the Coke bottle into some kind of god because it, wow, what is this thing? But so there's no really miracles, but there are higher workings of higher laws, spiritual laws. There's nothing that is unknown in the realm of spirit. That's what the Bible says. Everything is known. We just might not be aware of it. So we want to get ourselves up to snuff to recognize, yeah, I'm a miracle worker. I'm a healer. Because what? The essence of the divine is within me. And when I begin to vibrate and operate on that level, miracles start to happen. It just means that higher vibrations take over. So this is for us to understand, low vibrations produce low experiences and high vibrations will produce higher vibrations. So what we want to do is to be able to raise our vibration to our highest ability. And we want to do it, you know, moment by moment, situation by situation, thought by thought, feeling by feeling. We've got to raise these moments. You got to raise your thoughts, raise your feelings. The situation is presenting you. You got to raise the vibration surrounding that situation. Moment by moment, experience by experience, situation by situation. And this is how we begin. Now, I was cruising last week online and looking for something. And anyway, I came across this video that was talking about the various levels, the seven levels of vibrational energy. Seven vibrational levels or levels of vibration, whichever way you want to frame it, that we usually function from, that we live on and we function from or we express at any given point in time. And so I thought, oh, let me look at these, and I wanted to share those with you today. So the first level of vibration is what they call dense vibration, D-E-N-S-E, dense. Now, when you think of the word dense, you know, you think of something that's what? It's heavy, thick, you know. It's a dense vibration. This first level is a level where everything in life sometimes feels heavy and it weighs you down. You're weighted down by things. And when you are functioning at this vibratory level of the dense level, you're functioning really in victim consciousness. Everything is happening to you. You complain, you blame. It's always something out here that is the fault of what is taking place in your life and your affairs. You know, your energy, life is heavy and you feel that the universe is conspiring against you, right? Something is always happening what? To you. So this level, this dense level, the sad part about it is that when you don't understand how vibration works, or the metaphysics of life, you think that everything is happening, you're a victim, and it's all happening to you, and you live at that level, what you're doing is you begin to vibrate more and more, and the more you vibrate at victim consciousness, the more you vibrate at the level that this out here is determining what's happening in here, the more you're going to experience more things to have a victim consciousness about. And it's like a vicious cycle because you think, well, look what happened to me. And that what happened, you think is your proof. You think that's your proof that this is real, right? That God is against me. My prayers don't work because all this stuff is happening. Not understanding that you actually can affect that. And that by you vibrating on a low level, you are drawing more of that to yourself. And the more you draw it, the more you get stuck in that loop. This is real. Job said in the Old Testament, he said, that which I feared has come upon me. You put out that vibration, you're going to experience some level of that. And that's what your manifestation will be. Now, this is hard because we've got to somehow get out of that energy, because sometimes it can block you from being able to see. But that's the first level of it. If we begin to remember that the universe is always conspiring for my highest good, if you can just start off with that, regardless of what is taking place in your life, if you can start to say, but you know what? The universe or God is always conspiring for my highest good. I don't care what's showing up. If you start to take that vibrational thought, you start to shift. You start to break the energy from victimhood. Look what's happening to me. I'll be like, okay, you know, this has happened, but I know there's some good up in here somewhere. Come on, God, show me. You see, I experience maybe. That doesn't mean I'm never going to experience anything of a low vibration. But when I'm in it, I'm like, let me get out here. There's got to be some good here. The universe is conspiring for my highest good. God is always conspiring for my highest good. Let me hear you say, God is conspiring, for my highest good. And you know why? Because good is God. The highest good there is God. And God is always seeking to what express the highest and best that it is. So we have to start shifting. Even if we are vibing at a moment on that low, dense vibration, get yourself out of that by being aware. All this is going to be about us being aware of what we're broadcasting, what we're feeling, what we're thinking, what we're projecting. Look at it all and see. So that first level, dense vibration. And we can get out of it by remembering, wait a minute, God is always conspiring for my highest good. I see, all right, I don't have to accept, I don't have to stay here. I'm going to draw more good. And we start to make a shift to the next level. Level two is called reactive vibration. Now, on this level, you begin to recognize your patterns. If you start to have a breakout from that first level of victimhood, and you start to recognize, wait a minute, the universe is not conspiring for my demise. God is working. Everything, the Bible says, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. So wait a minute, God is working for my good. You start to break out, and you get to this second level of reactive vibration. And on this level, you begin to recognize your patterns. You recognize your patterns, but you still may react. You still may react with anger or fear or anxiety. But you recognize, well, I've been here before. This is a pattern. See, the first level, we're kind of just blind and we just... The second level, we start to notice, wait a minute. This is simply a reaction. You notice your triggers. Is there anybody here that does not know what their triggers are? You know those things that set you off. You know those things that get you goat. The words that people say or certain people bring. You know you when you're ready, you've had a reaction. So we know that. But it's a pattern, and that's fine. Because if you can start to recognize, oh, you know what? I'm triggered. See, I name it sometimes. Ooh, I'm triggered right now. If I can just take a moment and notice that I'm triggered, that awareness can help me do what? Untrigger, make a different choice or whatever. Now, sometimes you're successful at that. I'm successful, and sometimes we're not. But the more we begin to notice how we respond to life, how we react to life, how we deal with life, how we deal with problems, I'm in such a state now that I'm trying to notice everything. If like this morning, I make oatmeal, and I make oatmeal in the microwave. And if I don't watch it, it will spill out all over the place. So that I have this little bit much in the bowl, and everything out is in the thing. And every time that happens, I get all upset because I say, watch it now, watch it. Leave a minute, and then go back and do 30 seconds. And, you know, then this morning, I let it spill over again. And then I was like, doggone it. Because half the oatmeal was on the plate and not in the bowl. And then I just said, oh, but you know what? So be it. I had the reaction. I was able to catch it. And I just said, go on and get that spoon, take that plate, and just put that oatmeal in the bowl and eat it. And so I'm watching. When I have these reactions, I see them now. And I'm better at pulling myself back from them. Or when something happens, I was planning a trip and stuff, and I got a little disappointed because it's not unfolding like I wanted. And I would find myself, oh, man, I was all upset, disappointed. And then I said, wait a minute, okay, you're disappointed. But you know what? It's all right. I didn't let myself get caught up in the disappointment. Because all I would do then is what? Exasperate that and feel bad and keep going down and spiral downward. I just said, so you know what? Life has disappointments. Okay. I accepted it and I just was able to not let it overpower me, which was really good. So this whole thing of level two is we're reactive. It's a vibration. We react, but we are aware of it, aware of when we get angry, upset, fearful. And so we want to watch now your reactions, how you respond to situations, especially when things are not going as you would like. Because when you can begin to watch it, you can also then stop in a minute and choose something different. I watched it take place where somebody, I had to email somebody, had to do with work, and they text me back, and I could, you know how you get a text and you could feel the energy from the text that this one, right? And it was a little snarky. And you know, being from Brooklyn, I don't do snarky well. But I am getting better. Because I knew that it was snarky, and I felt my own snarkiness rising up. And I even told someone about it. And then I said, but you know what? I'm not going to reply back with another what? Snarky remark. Because all that was going to do was to continue. And I stopped, and I said, it's okay. And I was able to say, this is their response, their behavior. I was able to give them back their own ownership of what they were feeling, thinking, whatever. I know that my intention was not to engender that, but it was a trigger for them. And I recognized that, and I said, I don't have to respond with my own trigger, because that's what happens. Unconsciousness triggers more unconsciousness in you. So I said, I don't have to go down that road. As a matter of fact, I'm going to respond with not even acknowledging the trigger, but just respond with something loving, kind. And I found something else out about what was happening in their lives. So I said, you know what? I'm going to tell them I'm praying for you. I'm happy. You know, I'm glad you. I just went on to a spiritual approach. That next day, without me even addressing the snarkiness, because people know when they're snarky. They emailed me back, text me back, rather, and just said, oh, thank you for your prayers. And you know what? There's a lot going on in my, I didn't even have to ask. They confessed, you know what I mean? There was a lot going on, and, you know, I'm not really upset. I didn't address you being upset or anything. I didn't deal with any of that. I just put that love. But the spirit, because that love, that higher vibration did what? It allowed them to come back to a higher vibration themselves so that they could come into that space, and I was already there. So it's like, oh, yes, you know, hope things work out and blah, 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 and just bring more love. And I was so proud of myself because I could see it working. I applied the principles, and I could see it working out, and it kept me at a level of peace. Where I am right now, I told somebody, one of my other colleagues, I'm at a place where my peace is so important to me that I don't want a lot of stress. I don't need a lot of stress, because everything that I'm doing is to keep wholeness and health, and I don't want stress. And so before I would accept the stress and deal with the stressful things, now it's like, you know, oh, no stress. Okay, bless you. Bye. You know, I'm able to keep all of that and not jump into the fray, not jump into that energy so that I could keep my peace. I kept my peace and they could feel the vibration and love of that peace and respond accordingly. And so I'm watching myself and I'm really high. I'm really excited about that because I see growth in me, which takes me to the third level of vibrational energy. And this one is called conscious vibration. Now, on this level, you stop reacting. You know, you just don't get triggered anymore. You stop reacting and you start choosing. That's what I was doing. I had the reaction at the level two vibration, but I quickly got myself to level three vibration by choosing how I wanted to respond. I didn't want to react. I wanted to do what? Respond. And I wanted to respond with kindness and love, right? And so at this level, it says you stop reacting and you start choosing. You observe your emotions. You begin to care for your mind, your body, and your environment. You start to say, wow. And for me, that's where I am. Ooh, my environment is so important. Peace, peace, the vibrations of peace. I want to dwell in peace. I want to come in peace. I want to experience peace. And if it's stressful, then I have to figure out how to transform. This is what we're trying to learn how to do. Transform the vibration, the situation, so that I am vibrating at the level I want to be at. I wanted to experience peace. I chose not to engage a lower vibration. And I was able to maintain that and also draw this individual to match that. And it's the same thing. So at this level, this conscious vibration, where we begin to now see ourselves because we're aware. Awareness is key to everything. But we are now really aware. And in that awareness, we have the space to pull back and then make a choice. When you're triggered in the first response or the first level, there's no conscious thing. You're triggered. You're responding in the first two levels. And so it's hard to make a choice because it's what? It's an automatic expression. But when you get to start to choose and pull back, at this level, you can choose to keep your vibration high. You can choose to act with kindness. You can choose love. You can choose light. You can choose, well, what is the understanding? When I said, you know what, this is not mine, this is theirs. And this is how they chose to act. I don't know what's precipitating, but it's their behavior. It's their choices. It's their action. And I could what? I could let it be. I could place it right back where it was and not take it on. And so I was able to consciously choose the vibration so that I could work with my own inner peace by choice. I choose peace. And when I say peace, I mean a lovely vibration. It doesn't mean that conflict is not happening. But in my inner world, in my domain, I choose peace. I choose a high vibration. Let me hear you say, I choose peace. We've got to choose it. It's a choice for us to make. And when we're choosing, we're now vibrating at conscious vibration. Now, here's where things begin to shift at this level, because now we're bringing in consciousness. We're bringing in choice. Now we're starting to become the masters, the transformers, we're the metaphysicians. We're now creating consciously. We're starting to do things at a different vibration, mastering things. So this third vibration here, this conscious vibration, is where the shift begins to really happen for us. So we can get to the next four levels. But this part is very important. Conscious, be conscious, conscious vibration. Conscious of your thoughts. I name them, I say, that was a good thought, I see it, I name it so that I can dissipate it or be in charge of it, not letting it all run me unconsciously. So conscious vibration, which gets us to this fourth level. And the fourth level of vibrations is called expansive vibration. This level of vibration is an expansive vibration. And on this level, it says, you manifest from love, you thank, you let go, and the signals from the universe become clearer. So at this level now that you're starting to choose a higher vibration, you slip into expansive vibration, right? And this is where it says, you manifest from love. I manifested a change in that experience through the vibration of love and understanding and letting and allowing. So you manifest from love. So love comes in there. You thank, and it says you let go. And then all of a sudden when you love and you're beginning to thank and you let go, then it says that you start to, the signals from the universe become clearer. And why do you think that the signals become clearer? You're in tune and you're not clogging your consciousness with all the lower vibration, anger, fear, hurt, disappointment. All of those things are the lower vibrations and registers, and they do what? They weigh you down. They slow your vibration down, so you're not even able to now receive the higher signals. Because I said we're always broadcasting, we're picking up, we're sending out thought waves and vibrations and signals, and the universe is responding. But when we're at the lower vibration, it's a whole different thing. So at this fourth level, these things, it's called the expansive vibration, because what does love do? It is an expansive quality. Mr. Filmer says that love is that divine essence that includes, it brings more to itself, right? And what does thanking says? You love and you thank and you let go. These are all expansive vibrations, because when you get into a state, a vibratory state of gratitude and thanksgiving, by spiritual law, the law says whatever is praised increases. Who said increases? Because somebody knows that. All right, there you go, baby. Whatever is praised increases. That is the law, a spiritual law of the universe. Whatever is loved magnifies. Love is a magnifying and increasing force. So when you start to operate on these vibratory levels, you're starting to expand your capacity. You're expanding your vibration. And then it says the other one is you let go. So this expansive vibration is you begin to love more, you begin to thank, you have gratitude, and you know, not just for things. Gratitude is not simply for, you're not thankful for anything. You're thankful because that's your vibration now. Amen. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm expanding. I'm grateful. And then it says you let go. Now, how is letting go expansive? Because you got more room. You ain't holding on to all the stuff. Most of us have metaphysical indigestion. Because we're holding on to everything. And I'm learning, ooh, I don't have time to hold on to that. Let me let that go. And when I let it go, there's more space and more room for me to feel what? The gratitude, and to lift my vibration up. So it's like, okay, oatmeal spilled, let it go. Get the cloth, clean it up. Somebody's, oh, you know what? Let it go. It's all right. And the phrase that I've been just saying to myself too is, you know what? It's all right. I've been affirming that it's all right. Yeah, because I could affirm spiritually everything is in divine order, but somehow lately I've just been saying, you know what? It's all right. That lets me go. I don't care. You know what? Yes, this is taking place, but it's all right. And when I get to the it's all right, I'm letting it all go, letting it all unfold. And then it says we have more room, and I love this, for the signals of the universe to become clearer in us, because we're not clouded and cluttered with all this stuff energetically. We're starting to expand. It's a very powerful place for us to be, because I wrote down here, now you're starting to move into enlightenment with higher vibrations of the divine. You don't miss many cues, right? So all of a sudden you started to be tuned into the spiritual signals, and I'm tuning in because I'm clearer to receive it. When you got a clear channel, you can receive the vibrations, right? Not a lot of clutter. So I can hear when spirit is saying quietly and suddenly, because sometimes it is a still small voice. Spirit is not always, you know, with the big megaphone, Sylvia, do this. Sometimes it's very subtle. I want those big ones. We all like that, right? Because everybody likes that. I like that too. I want big flashing signs. Turn left. Doesn't work that way. So I've got to, spirit is subtle sometimes. So I have to move into the subtle vibrations of spirit. And the clearer you begin, you start picking up the subtle vibrations easier. The signals. And so we don't have to struggle much. Like, you know what? Just move on. Do this.
and things become clearer. You don't miss your cues, and your awareness begins to peak, and things begin to come to you with more ease and grace. Spiritual expansiveness, expanding the states of love and gratitude and release begins to, and letting go begins to open you up. Now you're at you're starting to vibe. So now you're at this fifth level because now you're open. You're ready, right? And this fifth level is called high vibrations because we've cleared out a lot of stuff. So now we can function at this level of high vibrations. And it says you flow and trust. You flow and trust, which means we're getting out of the way more. At this level of high vibrations, you and the egoic sense of you, the little sense of self, that starts to fade in the background. And you're more open to your divine and higher self. And you begin to flow and trust. And this is a phrase I like. It says, you no longer pursue, you attract. Now, I like that. Because when we're pursuing stuff, we're what? Running and seeking and trying and working it out. And then we just say, oh, I'm so tired. No. At this level of high vibration, you no longer pursue, you attract. Because your vibration is a what? Signal that you are broadcasting not only to the people, but you're putting it out to the universe, to God, to the divine, to everybody. You are broadcasting. And that energy at this level is you begin to attract the correspondence to the vibration you're putting out. More peace, more light, more love, more truth, more vibration. You trust the process. You know, I have a need. The worry and all that is gone. I have a need. I trust that the universe shall fulfill my need. Everything is conspiring for my highest good. I have a need, and the scripture says, Jesus even tells us right in the scriptures that, listen, my Father knows what things you have need of already, but you seek ye the kingdom of God, and all the things will be what? Added unto you. You're attracting, it comes. But instead of seeking the things which cause us to what? Pursue, we get tired. We're chasing our tails, paper lines, just, no. The Father already knows. Your task is to get yourself up into a higher vibration, at one with God, and all these things will be what? Added unto you. You don't pursue, you attract. When I start to vibe with more love and more light and more gratitude, those are expansive vibrations that then begin to expand so that I begin to what? Attract. Stuff starts coming to me. And this is a powerful place. This level here is really powerful because it says at this level, I don't have to worry about everything. You know, the scripture says, if you worry, don't pray. But if you pray, don't worry. Right? So at this level, trust is involved. I'm at a different level where, you know what? My vibes are so high that I can allow and I can trust. Trust and allow. I can flow. I trust the universe. I know that everything is working together for my highest good. Even when it's scary out here, even when something is traumatic, let me get my vibration off of the low fear of what may happen. How can I raise my vibration where I am vibing at this high vibrational level and that God is beginning to work. I trust that it's going to work out. Everything is in what? Perfect and divine order. I'm in alignment. I trust that. So there's power in this level because we're not seeking and doing. We're trusting and we're allowing. We're vibrating at a higher vibration. And everything begins to start working together for our highest good. And when we begin to dwell here often, we begin to experience life on a completely different level. I wrote down here, I am open and receptive to the goodness of God at work in my life and affairs. I am open and receptive to the goodness of God at work in my life and affairs. Let me hear you say, I am open and receptive to the goodness of God at work in my life and affairs. Are you open and receptive to that? Start saying that. I'm open. I'm in the flow. I trust. I'm on this vibration, right? And then I wrote, something good. Remember the old song we used to sing, something good is going to happen to me today? Back in the day. Some of you are with us back in the day. And we used to sing, something good is going to happen to me. Well, that came to me. So I wrote, ooh, something good is going to happen to me today. So if I'm going to set my intention and amp up my vibration before I get out of bed, you know what? Something good is going to happen to me. Because good is our word for what? God. God's going to happen to me today. Something good. So again, raise the vibration so that you can begin to flow and to trust. So this is a very powerful vibration as well. Now these next two, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where we are really coming into our own. Level 6 is called quantum vibration. And it says that you manifest with pure intention. Your intention, your word, your vibration, your desires are so high, so good that you manifest because of the purity of those things, of your own nature. It's quantum, right? And here at this level, I love it. It says your frequency creates your reality. Now, the key phrase that they said, and I wrote down, at this level of quantum vibration, you become aware that you are the energy. You are energy. It's no longer this one has it, that one. At this level, at this quantum level. And so I said, well, let me look up, let me ask GP chat, what is quantum vibration, to explain it to me differently? And so in scientifically, I'm not going to go all into it, but we all know this is something called quantum mechanics. And when something is quantum, it means it is that which is operating at such a fine level. So when you have quantum vibrations, it means that the particles, the substance of who we are, begins to operate, and it can change and interact with other small particles that we don't even see. So now we're talking about, to me, the spiritual realm, right? Where we don't see it, but the substance of God contains, you know, the creative energy of quantum particles where they're interacting with each other. And here's the level where we begin to affect or change things. It's the same thing with, quantum metaphysics, where you're looking at something and the fact that you're looking at it changes what the molecules and the vibrations. So this is a powerful level, because now this is the level where we start to effect change. We start to do things that are above, quote unquote, the lower vibration of lower laws, and we start to operate on spiritual laws. And the quantum level is where we begin to do some deep stuff. And so as I was thinking about the quantum level, Spirit gave me two stories of where Jesus was operating at the quantum level. Now, this first one comes from that Jesus has just met with the crowd of people and the disciples were there. And it says, when Jesus had heard what happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him. So something had just happened and he was trying to get away to what? Another solitary place, probably another high place, get his consciousness right, get his spirit right, his vibration right. And they heard of it. And so it says, hearing this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. They knew this man was vibrating something, they were going to follow him, right? When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, this is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. Jesus replied, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. And he said, bring them here to me. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looking up to heaven, he gave thanks. That's that what? Expansive consciousness, right? This expansive vibration. He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketful of broken pieces that were left over. So not only was each person, but there was what? More to share and to spare. That's what we affirm. There was more. And the number of those who ate was about 5,000 men besides women and children. So it was 5,000 men, but it could have been, you know, 10,000 if you count the women and the children. This was an instance where Jesus was operating at the quantum vibratory level, where he could take the particles and the energy of the 5 loaves and 2 bits of something that had manifested and multiply it by getting into the vibration of increase. The vibration of, right, because there's a vibratory level of increase. He moved beyond the expansive vibration level because it says he did what? He took it. And then what did he do? He says he looked up to heaven. And for us, it's not just a place. Heaven is within, meaning he raised his consciousness and then he gave thanks. He raised his vibration and consciousness into the vibration of the all-inclusive, everything presence of God, the creative essence of God itself. And then he gave thanks, raised his own vibration to that expansive level of gratitude. And then from that vibration was able to then break the bread, the substance on a quantum level, so that they began to what? Multiply, multiply, multiply. Now, some of you think, well, that was Jesus. We can't do this. Yes, you can. We're so conditioned to think that we are mere human beings. This is the time when we're going to have to start changing our own vibration of who we think we are. He would not have said, the things that I do, even greater things than these shall you do. But we think we can't do it. And if you stay on that victim level of the lower vibrations, it's not possible. I can't do it. Guess what? You won't. We have to start changing what happens and how we interact, even with physical manifestation. Because these things are, is this physical? Is this really physical or matter? What is this? Energy. It's energy. It's molecules vibrating at a certain rate that cause it to appear solid. But it's really, this is what quantum physics tells us, it's really just molecules vibrating at a certain rate. So if we can tap into the molecules that are vibrating for the fish and the loaves and see it multiplying, we can multiply the what? Fish and the loaves. I always say, if we could vibrate at the same molecular structure as that wall, we could do what? Walk through the wall. Because we would match the molecular vibration that makes up this particular wall. So then that wasn't enough. After he demonstrates and that he's operating on the quantum vibratory level, it says right there, after he feeds the people, it says, immediately Jesus made the disciples, after the people were fed, get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. He's trying to, you know, he was trying to get away from them before, but then he had compassion. They followed him and he fed them and all that. But now he's trying to get away so he can have some peace. So he said he sends them off in a boat right after that, and he tells them to go to the other side while he dismisses the crowd. After he dismissed them, he went up to a mountainside by himself to pray. Now, you know, when he did that, what is he doing again? He's taking time to go up. Now, it doesn't say a high mountain, but it's the mountainside. He gets himself up there to pray. Every opportunity, he's looking to do what? Raise his vibration and keep it high. So he sends the disciples ahead of him in a boat. Look, go, y'all go on to the other side. I'm going to meet you there. But let me get rid of the crowd, and then I'm going to go over here and do my own thing. I'm going to pray. So he does that. And it says, after he dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside to pray himself, by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. And the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the by the waves because the wind was against it. So he went to pray. He left them be there the whole night. He's there all night praying now. Vibratory, taken. He just was demonstrating on the quantum level, and he's vibrating again at a high level. And it says, during the night, you know, the boat is drifting. The disciples are way out there now in the boat. And it says, shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake or the water. And when his disciples saw him walking on the lake or the water, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. And then, this is the famous part we know. Lord, if it's you, Peter said, now this is Peter, faith, tell me to come out to you on the water. All Jesus said was, come. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind and was afraid, he began to sink and cried out, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and he caught him and he said, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And with that, he takes Peter in and he says, as soon as he got in to the boat, the wind just calmed down and everything was fine. And then it says, and when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. And then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Truly, you are the Son of God. Because what? He was operating at that quantum vibrational level. But who was also operating at that level for a brief moment? Peter. And it was his fear, his looking around at the literal happenings that lowered his vibration and he began to sink. So it tells us that when we begin to move up to these vibratory levels and we start moving up past all the lower vibration and the expansive vibration and the conscious vibration and the dense vibration to get to the high vibration, when we get past the high vibration, we're now ready for the quantum. We have to recognize that we can operate on that level. It is possible. O ye of little faith, why did you doubt? Doubt is the biggest thing that we have to overcome. Not our capacity to do. The capacity to do these things is there. It is our doubt that keeps us from it. And so he begins to demonstrate, and they're like, ooh, truly you're the Son of God. He said, yeah, I'm the Son of God, the Son of Man, but so are you. Do these things. It's possible. So we want to get ourselves where we recognize on the quantum level that we are energy. We are spiritual beings living in a spiritual universe governed by spiritual laws, having spiritual experiences. And we can interact and interface with anything that is out here in the world because it's just simply energy. And we are the energy of God as well. And when we start moving in that direction, we're on the quantum level of vibration. And from this level, nothing's, you know, really impossible for us. And then we get to the last vibration, which is the divine vibrational level. And it says, at this vibrational level, this last level, you recognize yourself as one with everything. One with the wall, one with the water, one with the food, one with the air, one with everything, including God itself. And then it says here, you recognize yourself as one with energy. You begin to radiate peace, magnetism. And I love this. And your presence alone transforms. When you're at this highest level of the divine level, your presence alone transforms. Like Jesus, right? Remember I told you the example of the woman who touched the hem, right? He didn't do anything. She just got in his presence, got in his field. A vibratory energy and touch that hem, his presence alone healed her. Our presence alone can do the work. Now we have to do the work of getting ourselves from dense consciousness and vibration, the lower vibration, to the higher one. But when we reach this divine level of vibration, we are vibrating at such a high level that just our presence, we don't have to even speak the prayer or affirm that you're at this, you're beyond the quantum level. You're at the divine level, the God level, the good level, right? And your presence alone is enough to heal and to shift and to vibrate so that everything around you is lifted up. This is a powerful state. And what I want us to understand, as I was driving in, I said, you know what? I taught a class, and I was seeing you, Keisha, because I remember you being in the class sitting right over there. But I taught a class on becoming a light bearer, I think I called it, something like that. I can't remember the exact title. But I remember it was a very, it was an anointed class because it was what Spirit told me to do. And so Spirit said, you need to give that again because it's helping, it will help us to increase our vibratory level as spiritual beings of light, light and love, to practice it, to demonstrate it, because this is what the world, this is why we are here. Amen. This is our moment. This is our time. But we've got to, what, meet the moment. We've got to, you know, I think politically we've got to meet the moment. So I'm on that. But spiritually, we have to meet the moment. And we're going to start with, if we can meet the moment spiritually, everything else is going to take care. Even the, that'll all take care of itself. We'll be guided from on high. And the vibration and the directions and the guidance that we get from on high will do its work out there in the world. But that's why we have come. So, you know, I'm thinking about that, teaching that again, because we, it's time. This is our moment. And we can overcome so much. And there's so much out there to make us fearful. But we can bring light to the darkness. Amen. And the darkness, what, cannot comprehend it, cannot overcome it. So that's our work. And I want you to think, oh, nothing is impossible. I can vibrate on the quantum level. I can walk on water. I can manifest whatever my soul and spirit needs. And you have to start believing that. You got to take Peter, John, James with you. Take that faith and wisdom and love with you and get up into the high mountain. What? Often. Raising your vibration, praying often, bringing light into your being, letting light flood you, get grounded in light, constantly, constantly raise your vibrational level so that when you walk into the room, your vibration goes before you and your presence alone transforms, right? This is what we want. Yes?
Yes.
So be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, your heart, your soul, and your spirit. Raise your vibrations high. It's time. Blessings. Well, blessings. Bless. Thank you, thank you, thank you.